Hi, welcome to Over Our Heads. I'm Ash, we've got Ben and we've got Josh. You two are going Coventry this weekend.
Yeah, we are.
You're doing a 2 day or 3 day? Oh?
2 days, 1 week.
You didn't
I'm classing the tournament now. It started.
fancy the 3 day then?
No. Everyone fucking leaves me. I leave my models there and then I have to go the next day.
Oh, that was your own fault.
Absolutely mugged.
He was mugged.
Yeah, Josh, I'll do the 3 day.
Drops out after the Friday. Get fucked.
So yeah,
it's a bit 3 days a bit much.
It was third last year though. It was cold. It was just it. There was no
It
food
was a bit
around.
miserable, wasn't it?
It was yeah. But,
Where? Is it a different place this year?
Yeah, so remember where we went for teams in Coventry this year? It's there. So it's moved from the place we were going like every year.
Where the dog thing was?
Yeah, where that dog thing was, mate.
Woof woof.
Woof
woof.
Woof.
Woof woof.
Yeah. I think it's there at least. I've not actually looked, to be honest.
You're gonna turn up at the wrong venue.
Yeah, probably. I'm just gonna be like,
I don't have a tournament.
So we've got Josh submitted the wrong list, and you're gonna turn up at the wrong venue.
Fine, it means Josh will turn up at the wrong venue too.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, yeah.
I don't need a good list. I'm just gonna
Ooh,
win anyway.
go on then. Do it. Do it.
You won't do it.
Go on then, Josh.
I won't do it.
Do your list first.
No one wants to do that. We'll ease them in nice and gently. We'll do Ben's list.
My list is Drakkari.
Woo!
Shock horror. Hence why I'm painting grotesques right now. Because
no one likes you.
Better than Incubi, I'm telling you.
Oh, here we go.
Telling you.
Here we go.
So, you know, this is the winning formula, boys. 66
Scarry
for Overwatch. No, Scarry. Scarry said they're mid. They were his exact words. And I was like, I'm really onto something now.
Can't talk about Ash's sex life like that.
Still better than yours.
Actually, mine's non-existent.
Gotta have a sex life for it to be comparable.
Yeah,
Josh, I can't lie. I just went to wipe my screen because I thought there was dirt on it, and I realised it's your weird little fucking soul patch. I genuinely thought there was dirt on my screen over your face. I've just been wiping it.
Is that better? Is that better?
That's much better. Thank you.
I just need to have a trim. Yeah. Perfect.
The good old Charlie Chaplin.
Yes, Charlie Chaplin pen.
So yeah, my list. So obviously points changes left me about 120 over from my LGT list, which was triple Archon, double Court of the Archon, 10 Incubi, double Cabalites, 2 Beast Packs, 3 Mandrakes and 2 Voidraven Bombers. So I wanted to stick with the same archetype because I've played that a few times now, and I'm getting the gist of it.
Reps.
So yeah, that's it. I wanted to stick with something I've got the reps with, so I don't want to change it too drastically. And the thing for me that I always felt was not really pulling its weight was the 10 Incubi. So. I think it's one of those. It's a big psychological threat.
Skill issue.
Where it
just can't use them very well.
It is a skill issue, mate. It is. But they're very one-dimensional in terms of like a playstyle. It's not like the Court of the Archon where it will slap hard, shoot hard. It has masses of OC. Like it's got a lot of stuff going for it. Whereas Incubi is, it turns up, it kills something. Hopefully, it doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It probably dies next turn. And it can kill some big stuff, but I don't think it kills any more necessarily than a Court of the Archon does. So I dropped that. Dropped the third Archon, and dropped a unit of Mandrakes down to 2 again. And in its place, I have plugged in Lick Grotesques, and a Haywire Scourge unit, because Haywire is good. We like the Haywire. But Grotesques, I think, is the interesting pick. They didn't go down in points, but obviously with stuff going up in points around it, it was good. Ash, what are you laughing at? What are you smirking at?
I just said Haywire is good. Josh just nodded his head like that.
Josh.
I'm going to play Ben, and it'll be the first thing I kill.
I'm going to play you, and it's going to kill it. It's going to one-shot a door. Right.
It's not Haywire's broken. It's too cheap. Too cheap. Shit.
It's not even that cheap, it's 120 for the unit of 5.
That is not...
It's not 90
points too cheap.
90 points is very cheap. Yeah. We'll get to that. So yeah, I think the Grotesque is the flex pick, the big unit of it. Very good for the stay alive until the next turn type secondaries. And just good at like a bit of space control, really. You know, on the Crucible of Battle map, if you would stand on the long edge, you've got the bottom part of your deployment. Mm-hmm. You can't stand in. If you're standing, you're in the open. They're very good if you just park them just there. They're covered 66 Overwatch there. So if you want to come in there,
yeah,
I'll Overwatch it. It's very good against Necrons of the Night, just for that exact reason. It was like, oh, I can't really bring my Death Marks down here. Because 66 AP1 Flamers might actually kill the 5 Death Marks. You know, it's just a very good, credible Overwatch threat. Same for, like, Sisters and stuff like that. The Seraphim jumping through, it'll kill some T3 models more than anything else in the list. It just gives another layer of defense. And they're reasonably durable, plus the fight on death, which is sort of like having a fight first, but I kind of have to lose the unit first.
Get charged, it's better.
Exactly. I can get something back into them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're an interesting pick, and I hope it pays off. And again, they're just great. They're good marine killers. Again, it's damage 2, combat, strength 5. AP1 or AP2 with a pain token, damage 2. So they're not awful. They're not awful. They're mainly there because they're relatively cheap for just being durable and a bit of a pain to shift.
It's something the list lacks.
Exactly. It's like it's 24 wounds with a 5 up feel no pain.
6 or 7?
Six up info, yeah.
Yeah. So they die like a sack of shit.
They will die if you dedicate, but people will often under-dedicate, and then I'm like, cool. They're alive. D5. I don't know why they're not D6.
Or like a ball group.
Yeah, they're basically the same as a ball group. I don't understand that, but we can't have everything.
We've got a built-in 6-up invul. And a 5-up for an air pain.
Whereas you've got a 4-up invul and a 6-up for an air pain. And minus 1 damage.
20 points.
Ah, but you're only 3 wounds, so there we are.
Exactly.
These are 160 for the 6. So, I think it's fair that for 220 points, you are better.
Yes. Need a points drop. Too expensive.
Fuck off.
You can talk. You
can fuck off. I think it's Coventry will be interested. I think it's the first tournament since the Data Slate drop. Because it was only this week, wasn't it? Or was it just the back end of last week?
Last Wednesday.
This is first weekend for it.
Last Wednesday, but yeah, it's like the first full weekend for it to be probably in play.
For a GT anyway.
Yeah. And the field seems quite mixed, really. I think there's army picks everywhere that you're like, okay, nothing seems to be overrepresented. So I'm kind of hoping in my planning and prep I have a bit of a game into everything.
What you're planning?
I always plan. Plan and plot. Planning to leave trash for 6++.
Fuck off. Bye-bye, Ben. Bye-bye.
Type that win right down while you're here. We'll hire a better painter. Michael Russo.
You couldn't afford a better painter. But yeah, so my aim... I want a 4-1.
No, you need to lower expectations.
No, We've done that all year, Josh. We've done that all year. I want a poor one.
You want to attend both days of the event?
I do. I don't want to drop this year. That's my expectation. That, and maybe do well in sporting and painted. Best overall would be nice. But I'm going to aim for the 4-1. That's it. I've got to bribe my opponents.
Sporting vote for me.
Yes. Vote for me. Vote for me.
Go with the old reach around.
Give you whatever you want for a best sporting vote. Nah, thing is, I'll play Josh and he just won't vote.
He won't vote.
Damn straight. Worst game ever.
To be fair, yeah, our games are not very sporting.
No.
They're horrible.
The most saltiest game ever.
That's awful, aren't they?
The problem is, now Ben's feeling what I feel when I play him now.
So I think the only real moment of salt was the fucking re-roll double one charge into a double one again.
It was hilarious. For me.
Snake eyes into snake eyes for a 3-inch charge. Literally the only thing that fails is snake eyes.
The thing is, I said to him, says, oh, you won't be able to fail us, just don't get double one.
Oh,
re-roll it.
I changed dice, don't forget. I picked up 2 fresh dice. Still into a double one.
That was your mistake, changing the dice.
Yeah, should have rolled the same 2 dice. The statistics say you should never do that again.
Statistics are wrong.
You're well, I'm bad at math.
I can't read.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. It should be interesting. I'm hoping I have a slightly better game into Sisters. I'm still going to ruin Titans, especially more now. It'd just be interesting to see how the swap out was from the Grotesque to the from the Incubi to the Grotesque. They'll be my unit that probably gets shifted around after the weekend if it doesn't perform. But there's a lot of Talos. Yeah, I played with Necron Alex tonight last Wednesday. 20 of it. He's enough. He knows what he's doing with Hypercrypticons with a fucking Monolith and 3 Catan.
True. Not the best.
It's pretty standard list. It's fairly standardized for what most people are running for Hypercrypt. But yeah, there's a lot less stuff in it now, which makes me very happy. Because I don't like the Necrons. Yes, I hope I have a good game with Sisters if I play Sisters. But I think there's only about 4 Sisters players. There's about 4 of most factions going from what I've seen.
6 Guard. I think Guard.
Guard,
the most represented faction.
That's because Guard are very strong. Aquilons have done a lot for that army right now.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said Aquilons have done a lot for that army.
I say that Aquilons are good in the 2-day event.
I can say they're good. I could just say they're fucking idiots for not taking them.
Welcome to the Guard.
Like, why would you not take the best unit in the game?
Because.
There's a lot of Ogryns. Yeah, Ogryns seem like a weird flex. I'm quite happy with Ogryns. I'm like, yeah, cool. I'm not going to let you shoot me with your heavy bolters. I can avoid, I can't avoid getting punched by your mauls, but I can hide from your heavy bolters.
I'm
not having the -1 damage, they're a bit shit, I think.
They're not.
It's a lot of shots, though, isn't it?
They don't fulfill the same role.
No.
There's other units that can fulfill that role better.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, 30 Aquilons.
Well, not even that.
Not even that, no, it's not that. They're not going to do it, but. Anything you can do, 30 Aquilons can do it better.
Yes. Win games.
Go on then, Josh.
Oh.
Come on. Me? Give us the Guard.
Come on then.
Oh, taste it already. You kind of just want Nerf Guard, right? Guard.
To be fair, you've actually spelled that wrong.
Oh, I spelled that wrong?
Fuck that. Oh, fuck's sake. You had one job.
There you go. Makes it better. Come on then, Josh. You've been on about it. You moaned you didn't speak about God enough last week.
I did. I was moaning about speaking about God enough because you all didn't like okay. God.
Now's your time to shine, mate. Talk us through the process.
The process is you make people salty, laugh in the face, and then table them while scoring in a 20-0 on each game.
And don't get us voted best sporting.
No.
Josh isn't here for that sporting shit.
Josh ain't here for friends. He's here for enemies.
He keeps bombing out this fucking feed.
Well, maybe it's so... Maybe instead of spending 240 quid on a new camera, get better internet connection.
I've got good internet, that's the problem. I don't know why, it's fucking...
Your fucking OnlyFans cam.
He's got too many live stream requests coming.
I'll give you that private showing later, Ash.
Fucking, I'd rather not. Fucking, rather not.
Right, then, we'll talk about my bullshit list then.
Because it is very much still bullshit.
Josh, make sure you got the right list, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I've started it with a good name because you give me enough shit all the fucking time.
Come on, then.
What's it called?
So, it's called Export the List. No, it's not. Because Tom pushed that 12 with Aquiline support.
Oh, no, I don't get it.
Say that again.
Tom to push the 12. Got 12 ball grin.
Oh, okay.
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 I have Aquilins as well.
It's a quite Josh. That's a fail.
I know.
It's not funny, is it?
It's not.
No. But it tells you all you need to know.
Aquilons and
push the 12 ball grin and then ruin you with Aquilons.
Are you just on 12 now?
Yes, I had to drop 6 from my LGT list. Because it's just too expensive.
Fair.
They're probably 20 points too expensive for a 6-man.
No.
Take 18. They're still good, but depending on how they do this weekend, I might drop down to 6.
Oh, I don't know about 6. That's a.
I think it's either 12 or nothing, but I'll need to try.
So what you're saying, Josh, is Matt was right all the time about 18 ball grin.
I was right about 18 ball grin. And I proved it by ruining the fucking 18 wraiths. I am fucking undisputed number one. Matt is wrong. I am right. Anyway. So, pretty standard. Gaunt's Ghost. Lord Solar. Command Squad Brick and all that crap. And the Tempestus Brick as well, because everyone loves getting deep strike by 15 Kaz again and getting nuked off an objective.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah.
With sustained and lethal.
Sustained and lethal, and it's what? It's 170 points.
So good for that points.
Just for killing one good unit, and then not particularly easier to kill in the return with the Feel No Pain, so...
Yeah, it's the Feel No Pain that catches people out, isn't it? Like, you've got a lot of Feel No Pain in that list.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's God, it should just die. List. Oh.
Fuck.
So,
no Feel No Pain there, then?
No Feel No Pain, then.
Yeah.
Josh, did you... you better go on Best Coast Parent and check your list, because I'm fucking you out, put the wrong list in.
No, this is the right list, it's just I've not fucking built it properly.
How bad is it, Josh? Have you put the wrong guns on everything as well? Got no,
I've just
no plasmas.
I've just not put the fucking war gear on.
Oh, you sausage.
He's gone from, I want to do good this weekend, to
I fucked it. Josh, what's your expectation? 1-4.
Well, Glenn's just put in the group chat, Josh or Alex with final.
Not anymore. Yeah. Well, that's a shame. So, the biggest change, I've put a tank commander back in. Even though he has gone up in points by 20 points.
Yeah. It's the rules changes that makes them, right?
Yeah, giving it a squadron, so the ability to order itself and lethal hits against monsters and vehicles is so nice on a demolished cannon.
They'll give it regiment next, so you can bring it back.
Oh, can you imagine? I reckon they're going to get bulging it back just for really shits and giggles.
It gets to shoot on death and then revive.
Respawn, yes. I've gone for a Cadian squad and two Catachans. Double nice. Bulgrim, because I like ruining people in combat. I'm a combat army now.
No, it's that good counterpunch in it, though. That's it.
Yeah, it locks down the midboard.
Mm-hmm.
And pushing a unit of Bulgrim into your opponent's deployment zone turn one is quite funny when they start squealing to themselves because they're trying to dig themselves out of a Bulgrim-sized hole.
It's such a roadblock as well. Like, I know I can comfortably kill a unit of Bulgrim, but I'm also sat in my deployment zone.
Yeah.
So I've got to kill them. Like, you can't.
They've got to kill them. If you leave them, they'll just go on and just come and sit and ruin your back line for the whole game.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, they have to die. But that's it.
They might attack
so much.
They might have attacked they even kill monsters eventually. Mm. But it is what it is. Then double Dawn, because it's just good. And then
if you put the wrong cannons on, you don't.
Please say yes.
No. Has anyone got Hunter Killers, or have you forgot all those as well?
No, I've got Hunter Killer. The Dawns don't have Hunter Killers, though, because they can't take them.
That's weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
Well, it's bizarre. You'd think they would, but
it's not in the kit.
So have you only got one Hunter Killer?
Yeah.
Just on the Russ?
Yeah.
Tank for me. Yeah. Sense.
And then two units of Quillons with Sniper and the Melter.
Melter is better than the Plasma, straight up.
The Flamer as well.
Flamer's best choice for that turret.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the amount of times you rolled fucking 9 hits on that Flamer.
So good. I don't even mind rolling the one because it's still 4 flamer shots.
Yeah, it's not bad either way, is it? And that's only when you arrive as well.
Yeah. You're guaranteed 8 flamer shots when you deep strike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good.
And then, random 5-man Scion squad.
Yeah, that's your scoring flex unit, though. Like,
I just had 50 points left over, I didn't know what to put in.
That's it though, like that's the scoring flex unit. It means you don't have to dedicate Gaunt's Ghost to do something that's probably going to get them killed when I think they'd be more important in another place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I need to recover assets. Well, I'm going to use my lone op unit for that then, with fights first, because there's absolutely no way you could stop that without at least getting hit first.
Yeah, true.
Next, good pick.
It's good. It's nice. I don't mind the list. I think there's still probably changes I can make into it. But there's no point really going too deep until I find out what the meta is.
The meta is me. Yeah. I am the meta.
And then Quillons, and then problem solved.
Yeah, just fucking Aquilons. It's just like, okay, this list isn't too bad. Uh-oh, no, wait. Hold on.
Oh, is that a 3-inch hole I can see? Oh, no. I reckon
3 inches is really hard to screen.
Mm-hmm. We probably see a lot more 12-inch deep strike denial win lists.
Josh is used to fearing 3 inches.
3 inches deep in you. In that left nostril.
You can't miss it.
I know. It takes up like 50% of your fucking screen.
Fucking 50, well, that's 75.
don't turn sideways, you might not burn out.
He fucked it. Rocks have gone flying. I've got paint all over me.
Spilled non oil everywhere. He's fucked it.
I look like I've got spunk on my leg now. It's okay, it was only white ink. It's fine, I promise. It was only white ink
on black trousers.
I'm wearing shorts, obviously, so
of course
it's all matted into my hair.
Oh, lovely. I've got a shower now. You're dirty pig.
No, I don't shower.
Oh, you bathe. You bathe.
Come on, Josh. Prediction. Come on.
My prediction.
Come on, Ed. Yeah.
You're going to go 0-5 Ash.
I didn't fucking go in.
Exactly.
I've done better than last year. I've done worse than last year. I'm just not even turning up this year.
Yeah. I would like to go 4-1.
I think you can do it. Especially now you've had some tutoring from Dom on how to not fuck up your deployment.
Daddy Dom.
Maybe he needs tutoring on how to quit work war gear.
Yeah, how to build a list.
Fuck, I don't know why I've done that.
You do it sometimes, don't you? Like, you just took the unit and you're like, yeah, Sam, that's all right. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I've missed this one box.
Yeah, pretty much.
4-1, Josh, what do you reckon?
Are you going to get it? Probably not.
Not with that attitude.
What do you think your bad matchups are?
Vehicle spam.
Kind of vehicle spam?
Any.
But surely not sister. I suppose sister chassis could be.
Well, just annoying. Vehicles in general. I'm not got enough anti tank to deal with it. Anything over T10.
Okay.
So knights.
Yeah, knights probably more of a problem. They were a problem before, right? They're probably more of a problem.
Probably slightly less now I've got a tank commander, but.
Slightly less, but they're also just got cheaper, so they can get like another.
And there's another one where, Umanar, and it's.
Why does it look like I'm moving? Oh no, it looked like I was moving super fast on my camera. Look,
I am speed.
I am the Flash.
Oh god. Start the images of that meme. I'm off. No. Yeah. I'd like to go 4-1. I've not gone 4-1 yet. So.
Is any of us doing the 3-day?
No. Is it Glenn? Everyone's doing the 2. No, Glenn's doing the 2-day.
Glenn's on Tyranids.
What?
You don't know that.
They can be played.
Glenn's on Nids. It's
I'm not sure they can be played.
He's trying Nids out for 3 or 4 events, he said?
Yeah. So it's an interesting list. I'll go through his list because it's intrigued me. I'm not sure he's got it right.
What high fleet? What's detachment he gone for?
So he's gone invasion fleet.
Okay.
The triple broodlord with 30 gene stealers.
Okay.
I like it. It's very much a go first plan though, right?
I'm in your face, yeah, deal with it.
I'm going to win the roll-off and then fuck you in the arse.
If I win the roll-off, sure. One Nura Tyrant, and that's his characters. No enhancement. 40 gargoyles.
40 gargoyles?
4 units of 10. A unit of termagants. A biovore, obviously, because scoring and shit. Why wouldn't you? Double exocrine.
Yeah.
A single lictor. Single pyrogore. And 2 tyrannifexes with rupture cannons.
Okay.
It feels right. I just think. It's not. He's got a lot of scoring stuff, though, hasn't he? Like,
it's very turn. Like you said, turn one.
I think there's a lot of turn one. Go
your
first.
Game just by going first.
Yeah. So it's four big monsters, 4 big shooty monsters. But I feel like not having the swarm lord or a normal hive tyrant in there is a bit of a miss. For the free strat or the vet. It's not a toolbox. It's not a full toolbox there. I suppose it depends how he plays it. Like, but it all dies very easy outside of the 4 big bugs. And there's not a reinforcement strat in Invasion Fleet, is there? Or no, that's an Endless Swarm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. I would like to see him do well with it. I think it's a fun take that I'm not seeing many people do at the moment.
He can bring his gargoyles and termagants back.
What, respawn if it's like half dead?
They got the you got the strat for what was it called?
Well, it was like
regenerating models.
I use it on my hergrants all the time.
I do not intend to leave a single
any alive.
If I'm shooting a unit of gaunts, they should not live.
I'm looking at a unit of gaunts like a piece of meat.
An aperitif.
Rupture cannon. Two shots.
Two flaming shots from the Aquilon.
Done.
And he's dead.
Oh, cool. There's some good strats in Invasion Fleet though, right, isn't it? So you can get...
Two no pain.
Crits on fives.
Yeah.
Which is good for either the lethals or the stained, which I think with...
That's only in thingy though, combat, if I remember right though.
Yeah. Which is fine. It works for the Steelers, right?
It works for Steelers.
And they get reroll ones all the time to hit and reroll ones to wound if you're on objective. But it's good with the devastating wounds that they get then from hitting on twos, devastating wounds from the Broodlord.
You got 5 up, feel no pain. The crits. The shit one where you can fight on death on a 4, which is
not bad for Steelers, right? Like,
not bad. But you got to roll a 4 to do it, which is the...
If you're paying CP for it, it should be a bit easier.
It's a bit, yeah. You got the overrun one, which is like consolidate.
Extra 3 inches, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, so 6 inches. You pick a new hyper aggression, which obviously quite good. And yeah, endless swarm into endless mutation, whatever it's called, endless. But yeah.
No, it's interesting. I hope he does well with it. I think he must have had some practice games with it, so he must be doing something. I'm just not seeing it currently. Not to doubt Glenn, though. He's a good player. I just don't see it right now. So it'd be interesting to have a chat with him or see a game or even play against it. Not that I enjoy playing against Nids. They kind of push my shit in these days.
Yeah. No, it'd be interesting to see how he plays. Like, if he does well, Ash and Mahav no possible reason to say Nids are shit.
I want to see 18 leapers from Asher teams.
18 leapers?
18 leapers. Hang on, hear me out. 18 leapers, 30 gene stealers, 3 broodlords, the ultimate go first and win list. 6 turn 1 charges in your opponent's deployment zone.
Well, you get yes, please. Yeah, you get your infiltrates for your leapers.
Yeah. You just line all that shit up along the front line. You're like,
go first.
If I go first, you are fucked. If you go first, I'm fucked.
Yeah, but then the only issue with that is you play a vehicle list, you're fucked anyway, because you just can't kill the vehicles.
Nah. You just tag it all up. You just fucking tie the whole lot up. You charge everything. You go, I'm going to fucking touch all of your tracks. Where you go now, bitch?
No, there's not enough monsters in there for me.
All right, you can put 3 mouth sensors in if you want.
Okay. Okay.
Just to follow up behind.
just to give that -1 with a 6-inch.
Yeah. You know what? I don't hate that. I don't actually hate that.
Just keep them tucked right behind nicely.
Because as well, the Broodlord in the fight phase looks at a unit and says, you're -1 to hit now. So you could have like a whole fucking board -1 to hit and be like, I don't hate it.
Yeah, -1 to hit. Yeah. He gives them devastating wounds when he's leading.
Yeah. Pretty brutal. They're not twin linked, are they? Steelers.
No. Steelers. I don't know. I don't think they are.
No, I think they just get lots of attacks, don't they?
They get
little four armed wankers.
They get 4 attacks each, hitting on 2s, strength 4, -2, 1 damage.
Who else's list shall we pick on?
Do Brant.
lovely Brant Wilson. Let's have a look at this innovative and what's the name of the list? Rampager and the Machines.
I like it.
It's
that
mediocre.
One. It's better than Josh's.
It's true. So what we got for Josh? Rampager, which is Warlord with the Aura of Terror. Oh, Rampage is quite good. I think it's got a 5 with pinball all the time. I like that. That's a big knight. One big knight. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 brigands. 6 carnivores. Nurglins and Sloppity Bile Piper. I like that list. That is a nice boulder. Any fucking input tonight, Josh?
Sorry, what?
Fucking podcasting, you dick face. I'm talking shit.
Oh, are you? All are you?
We're looking at Brant's list now. Have an involvement.
No. Don't like Brant's list.
We're buying time for Alex to join and tell us why T's under shit.
Brant's going to go 3-2. Brant, 3-2.
No. I think he might go 4-1.
Yeah?
That's a bold statement. The pairings will make such a massive difference for this, but it's a good list. He played it well. He played it very well. Yeah, I think a safe bet is a 3-2 with Brant.
There isn't really any big pro personnel for Knights, that's the problem.
Sure. Well, that's sisters.
Well, they've been taking a nerf, haven't they?
They're still running 3 Castigators, 3 Exorcists.
Yeah, but it's still wounding them on.
Plus all the melters.
Yeah, true.
Plus all the miracle dice.
How many sisters are going?
6.
Yeah, maybe. I think it could comfortably get a 3-2, I think.
I think it will happily get a 3-2. Quite happily.
I'll go a 3-2.
Sorry, Glenn. Glenn, I should say, 3-2. I want a 3-2 on Glenn. I think I just seen Ben Martin's going.
Who else is Josh going?
Me, Ben, Glenn, Alex,
Brant,
and Alex. Other Alex. Other Alex.
Berry. Is he?
He's right at the top of the roster, Josh. I cannot miss it. You can't miss it, mate.
I don't think Josh is, his brain's working lately.
No.
Josh is like confused. Yeah, no, he's going, he's taking his Renegade Raiders. Oh, and with Abaddon. I instantly hate it. What we got in there? Vindicate Chosen. Of course, double obliterators. They're just horrid. Two units and 2 obliterators, Josh.
Lovely, I hate it.
Are you looking at the list? Are you caught up with us yet?
Yeah, Alex Beresford.
That's it.
15 points, makes all the difference.
Second one.
Oh, Fowler. The good Alex or the bad Alex? Which one we talked about?
The worst Alex.
The worst Alex.
The Beresford himself.
I like the list. It's nice. I really hate obliterators now.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be a big...
That's very good.
Indirect melter.
With Abaddon. 4 rerolls.
Yeah, have my indirect melter in your face. Yeah, with Abaddon there, so that's pretty brutal. I think Abaddon will be running solo.
Yeah. No Chosen.
I'm sure one unit of Chosen.
Probably going with that.
And it's only 5, man.
So, just a bloody bruise for Abaddon.
Double Vindicators. List hasn't really changed all that much.
The points haven't really changed anyway, did it?
They got a lot of points to go down, I'm being honest.
But not from the good stuff.
ACDC's went up, didn't they?
That's the only thing that went up.
Yeah.
A lot of other things went down, like Legionaries went down, Normal Cultists went down, so much stuff went down.
Yeah.
Probably Obliterators went down, I imagine. But yeah, he has got two Rubric Marine units in his list, though, so probably balances out his changes.
Yeah.
Makes sense with the 15 points makes all the difference. That makes sense now.
Potentially.
But yeah, Abaddon's in there. He wasn't in there before.
No.
I don't like that.
Don't like that for you. Or for the...
Bit of both, really. Yeah. Bit of both.
No, I like Abaddon.
He's all right.
Very central focused unit. As the playstyle.
He's not the goat, though.
Who's the goat?
Gilliman, obviously.
Fucking hell.
Is that why you threw him in the bin?
No, that was PJ with more
literally, on my sofa right now, there is a pillowcase with Gilliman on it.
Is that your fuck pillow?
Yes. I'm not even shitting. Wait, hang on, let me go get it. Thanks.
For fuck's sake. You're gonna have to wipe it first if it all comes down.
Fucking steam clean it. I'm running out of towels. That microwave in the corner.
Here we go.
It's my painted one. Painted it. A Gillipilla.
Have you still got that model?
No. No, he got sold.
that's fond memories on him.
Fond memories of it never fucking standing back up again.
The three you had.
No, on a four. It was on a four, Josh.
No, he had three models.
Oh, I did have three models, yeah. I had a Gilliman issue.
Yeah. I have a Forge World issue.
It makes sense why he plays elves now.
He's your rain, isn't he?
I am. I'm Gilliman's lips.
I don't know what to say.
No, I don't think he did.
Well,
is that even hit record?
Huh?
Did we hit record?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No.
This is actually just a chat. We're just having an elaborate chat.
Oh, lovely.
I'm not hitting record till Alex turns up, if he turns up.
We're just hanging out, Josh. That's all it is.
Hang out and bully Ash.
Yeah.
Hang out and bully you.
It'd be hang out and paint, but I don't think you concentrate on two things, Josh.
No, I'm a very one-dimensional person.
Yeah, we can tell.
I don't lie. You've got at least three dimensions.
Oh my god,
I've seen that belly. Joshua.
How long are we giving Alex? It's been over 15 from what he said.
Yeah, it's been a while. So we waited an extra 5.
I suppose he probably fell down a drain.
How long have we been recording
now? I can tell you. I can tell you.
I should hope you should if you're fucking recording.
45 minutes.
I mean, we hadn't even started recording when he jumped in. So, Alex can get wrecked. So we'll talk about Alex then, and then I'm going to go get some dinner. Fuck you guys.
So Alex is taking his tea sums.
Garlic bread?
I have got some garlic bread in the fridge.
I could really eat some garlic bread right now.
Yeah, no, you're tempting me. Don't tempt me, Frodo.
You're going to have to toss me.
God, who's got his list?
Go on, Josh, do as Alex's list.
Alex's list is shit. This is the exact words he told me to say. If I'm not here, Josh... Tell them all. Tell the world. Alex
has fallen off.
Alex has fallen off that 1-inch stool.
That's quite a height for Alex.
Exactly, it was like a 10-story drop for him.
I was going to make a distasteful joke then.
Do it.
No, I know what he's going to say. No. Don't do it. Don't do it. I know what he's going to say. Don't do it.
I'm not doing it. I don't want to make you edit.
Does it have something to do with a 9 followed by the unit after 10?
No. No.
Oh, I'm disappointed now.
Far more recently.
Far more recently.
Don't make him think, Ben. Don't make him think. Just.
He's got it.
Burning.
Go on.
No. Still no.
What?
I'll tell you afterwards, Josh. I'll tell you afterwards.
itch, my autistic itch.
Yes, I'll scratch it. Oh, Josh, tell us what's in Alex's list.
Oh, Ash's, yes. Ash's, Alex's. So basically, this is LGT list, but he's gone and trimmed it out. He's dropped the Demon Prince now. He's dropped that out. And he's also, what did he do? He's put another sorcerer on disc, as well as, what else did he say?
Josh, why don't you get up on your phone?
I'm trying to remember. I'm stalling for time for when Alex comes and saves me. Alex Fuller. Let's have a look.
Alex Flowers.
So, Arimon on a disc. Exalted Sorcerer on a disc. Triple Inferno Master with Lore of Forbidden Lore. What a shock.
Has he not got all the answers?
He's got all of them. The crystal and the vortex.
Yeah, so basically, extra ritual.
Yeah.
Redeploy. Well, the pick or put down, and the 2 damage.
Yeah. Then he has Magnarth, Zwed, because why not?
Mm-hmm.
And then 1, 2, 3 rule bricks. 1 unit of Zangors. 2 Mute Leaf Beasts. Double Cultists. And a Zangor Enlightened.
So he's literally
dropped Aramun and he's flipped.
No, he's not. No, Aramun's on there. Aramun on disc.
Not Aramun.
He's dropped the Demon Prince.
Demon Prince.
And the Spawn.
The Spawn, that was it.
For the disc. That's what he's dropped.
Yeah, he's added the disc on.
Yeah.
I think that's what.
He's not happy to have his Stealth Ore, is he? No, that was it. I think that is the list.
Did he have Zangor for the smaller unit? Double Enlightened?
No, he didn't want Enlightened for LGT.
Hmm.
Yeah, the normal Zangor. So he was running two at one point, but no, for LGT he only had 1 unit of the Enlightened, which is the ones on the disc.
No, it's not a massive change.
It's not happy, is it? But I think...
He just took what he's used to take in, he's just trimmed the fat because of points. But
it'll play slightly differently, but the premise is still the same. He still knows what he's doing with it, and I don't think the output changes all that much. He's just got 1 less unit of idiots to score with.
Yeah, but he's got to be a bit more careful with his assets.
Yeah, he can't just rely on his stealth forward to keep Magnus alive.
No. As much as people bash that, it was a very good choice.
I agree.
PS4 armies.
Mm-hmm. It's massively very good.
Like, into me, especially, it's like, now hit back on 4s instead of I was hitting on 3s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it kept Magnus alive for most of our games.
Yeah.
When he should have died instantly. But.
I'm expecting a 4-1 from him still.
Yeah, I agree. He should still do well. Like, there's nothing saying he can't.
To be fair, I'd actually like to see him follow up from LGT going undefeated.
Yes.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
86 going?
Yes. And only real notable player is, what's his face? Vic. Yes. So, I mean, there's other good players there, but like top players.
Yeah, not like
Vic, I mean,
players, not like they stand out mainly.
No.
It would top 10.
Round one.
There's a lot of players on my caliber. So Josh gets a level of his own.
There is 2.6 people undefeated.
After five rounds. So it'll literally be, most likely just be the one round final.
If they do one.
Yeah, they might not, I suppose.
Not with that man.
See, but
could be me. Probably won't be me.
Not without that war gear cock up, mate. We're about to put it out into the whole universe as well, so you can't even jank it and be like, yeah, it's got
to be. I've emailed. I'm trying to get it changed.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
That's what he's just been doing. When he went quiet, I bet that's what he was doing. Send an email then.
Scamp.
So do you know when Perriman's going to go live tomorrow? It won't be now.
It won't be now. Josh has fucked
Josh it. Has fucked it.
Yeah.
He's fucked it for everyone.
You should have submitted a list error and been like, he's not got the feel no pain on it.
Yeah.
Oh no, wait, you didn't get the email, did you?
No.
So yeah. Is that chef going?
No, I think he's
he's on
Old
Boy Cruise. I know he's on Saga of the Waves.
I don't know if he was coming back and going straight Cov.
No, I don't think so.
No, I think he's not back.
Letting his boy go on his own.
Because he went Saturday. I don't think he came back till like Saturday night.
Ah, fair. Brent all on his own. Poor Brent.
Letting his boy go out in the world. All by himself.
The IBS boy on his own.
Make sure he's near a toilet.
He's probably sent him some toilet rollers back up.
Or he sent him like a lifetime stash of Imodium.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the first thing he's going to say to me. I'm going to get there Saturday morning. He's going to be like, can't lie, it's coming out of me like hot lava this morning. Oh, I'm struggling. I wasn't sure I was going to make it here. Like, I swear to God, every tournament I go to, it's like one of the first things he tells me is his bowel movements.
It is true. It does it to everyone. I wonder if he gets around to his first round of opponent and says, oh, sorry, I'm a bit late, mate. Just had some bad bowel movements.
Been coming out of my
ass. Anyone else? What if we doused him with laxatives?
Right, so you know what I think? I've still got that one chip challenge. I think we should spike him with that.
Put in his food.
Not even that, just offer him a Dorito and just have it. It's like, yeah, Brand, try this Dorito.
Or
new flavour.
Or we get some chili powder spray and douse it on his toilet roll.
No!
We can't get some special toilet roll.
It burns! It burns!
This new gentle toilet roll.
Well, oh yeah, he's never going to want to sleep in the same hotel as me ever after that.
No. He's concerned.
Concerned. No. It should be a good weekend.
It should be. I'm looking forward to it.
I hope you all enjoy. I hope you have good fun. I hope you win your games.
I'm
coming back with some sort of silverware.
The golden toilet paper.
I'll guarantee you that. I'm coming back with silverware.
Yes. He's going to nick some forks out of the canteen. Technically, the spoon's also silverware.
I told you, I'm coming back with some sort of silverware. If I come back with a spoon, though, things are going in the bin.
Don't stop there. Just carry on with the rest of the list.
Little grotesque booty cheeks. Look at them. Little booty cheeks.
Lovely. Demonetized now, Ben.
Careful, Josh will have a play with that later.
His camera will quickly zoom down.
I won't even joke with the fingers like that, because the real camera might actually point down.
Oh, that's the cue, is it?
He taught me something. You know when you logged off on Wednesday, he told me something about his camera. You say certain words, it shuts off.
Look at that soul patch, mate. Look at that soul patch.
Come back. I don't want you this close. What are you doing? Stop following me. Oh.
Oh, Josh.
You know, it's going to be a thumbnail now.
Yeah.
Josh's face.
Technical difficulties.
Minor technical difficulties.
But yeah, I think we'll leave it there.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm not finished.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. I'm finished now.
Wait.
Dickhead. Right.
Well done, Ash, for contributing today. Much appreciated. You did very well, mate.
You fucking mean concentrating? I'm fucking always concentrating, you dickhead.
Contributed.
Oh, contribute. I've always said concentrating.
Constipated, that's Brand.
Ash did. He contributed. He led us in conversation. That's what he did.
Because you two would just fucking walk away somewhere else and just talk about fucking garlic bread.
Tell me about the tower.
The tower?
Yeah, tower.
He's not finished recording.
Fucking, Josh, you alright? You fucking alright?
I wanted to tell you on stream.
No wonder you fucking forgot your war gear. Right, cheers for listening. Cheers for watching. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.